Everything you do is making an impact in this world.
This is not an elitist issue. This is a quality of life issue. How dare you?
And I feel like it's my responsibility as a human being.
So what? The world is at stake.
You're listening to Eco Chic, a podcast about climate, sustainability, and eco-conscious lifestyles.
What, like it's hard?
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Eco Chic. My name is Laura Diaz. It is so nice to have you back. Welcome. If you're new, it's so nice to see you here. I hope you're having a good week. Today we have a short little episode, a starter pack episode. If you're new around here, let me tell you about the starter pack episodes. I love the idea of playlists when it comes to podcasts, especially with a podcast like Eco Chic. There are a lot of episodes to sort through. So if you're interested in getting into a particular topic, these starter pack episodes are really a place for you to learn the basics, get your foot in the door, so to speak, when it comes to a particular topic, such as today's climate change. And I will also point you in the direction of additional episodes or conversations with guests where you can learn a little bit more and you can get into the more nitty-gritty of the respective topic. Previous starter pack episode topics include the Zero Waste Starter Pack, episode 86, and episode 103 was titled Environmentalism at Home Starter Pack, also Five Ideas for Earth Day in Quarantine. So today's episode is all about climate change. The climate conversation is one that is happening more and more publicly. It's not just a conversation reserved for scientists. And I am a huge believer in making climate information and climate education as digestible and relatable and accessible to everyone as it can possibly be. So today's episode is hopefully just introducing you some of the basic concepts around climate change. And then, like I mentioned, I'll point you in the direction of some additional episodes talking about climate in some other contexts. So if you are in a position to have a conversation with someone in your life about climate change, or you're paying attention to something in the news a little bit more keenly, I hope that this episode gives you the groundwork to make really informed decisions and think really critically about the information that's coming your way. If you enjoyed this episode, if you learned anything, don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps me out a lot. Share this episode with a friend, play it out loud for your family, put it in your group chat, share it on your Instagram story. Always really appreciate knowing what resonates with you. I'm also on Instagram at Eco Chic Podcast. It's where I primarily hang out. And then Facebook and Twitter and everything else is always linked down below. Also, if you're not familiar with getting to show notes for podcasts, wherever you're listening to a podcast, there's usually three little dots or some sort of drop-down menu, and you should have the option to go to podcast episode or this episode or something along those lines, and there will be links there that I'll leave for you. Additional episodes, additional readings, lots of links in the show notes. So let's get into it. What is climate change? Climate change, I think it's very important to define as long-term change in average weather patterns, which will come to define or have come to define local, regional, and global climates. Long-term is really the key word here. The difference between climate and weather is that weather is day-to-day conditions. So is it rainy? Is it sunny? Is it humid? And climate looks at those weather conditions in 30-year chunks. We deal with a lot more data to predict climate, and weather is predicted on essentially the previous day and what can be seen on some immediate radars. So it's a lot less data to guess what weather is going to look like. That's why meteorologists always have a bad rep for predicting forecasts incorrectly. They're not psychics, and weather can change very quickly. It's hard to predict weather. Climate is much more predictable. Because again, there is so much more data to work with and so much more informed models, a much higher statistical likelihood that those predictions are going to be correct. Climate change can impact weather and encourage some more severe weather events. We talked about this in the context of the Australian wildfires and hurricanes in the Caribbean on episode 89 of Eco Chic. So now let's talk about why climate change is not the same as global warming, because a lot of the time those terms are sometimes believed to be interchangeable. Global warming is kind of retired as a term because it implies that everything is getting warmer. While that is true of the overall atmospheric temperatures, not every single corner of the world is always warming. Sometimes there are more intense snowstorms or rains, or we're experiencing higher sea levels. So it's not all about warming. It's about everything that makes up the climate for a particular area or region or what have you, and that's why we call it climate change. If you've ever heard someone say on a particularly cold day something like, "So much for climate change," that's an incorrect understanding of what climate change is. So that also leads me to our next point. How do we talk about climate change with people who don't necessarily accept it? I first want to say the importance of using the word accept, because climate change is not about believing in it, it's about accepting the science. So when you're interacting with individuals who don't necessarily see eye to eye or accept the science that is being presented to them when it comes to climate change, I do have an episode 82 called How to Talk About Climate Change with Deniers and Skeptics. And this is really about speaking to people in a way that appeals to their values and shows that you all have common values, and for that reason, you're interested in investing in climate policies and programs and other things to lift people into the new global economy. That was a particularly enlightening episode for me, especially before the holidays, because if you're ever in a position to speak with family members or other people you're close with and a little bit concerned about leading with those values and having those scientific conversations, 82 is a really good episode to learn a little bit about how to formulate those conversations. Climate change is very often portrayed as a scary thing that is happening to the world and a scary thing that we are living through and seeing happen before our eyes, especially when you're looking at young protesters and when we're talking about decarbonizing, when we're talking about really radical shifts in our economy. It's easy to feel a little overwhelmed and a little scared about it. And climate anxiety is a real problem that people are experiencing. So a lot of the time, the next follow-up question after this climate conversation, learning a little bit about what's going on, is what can I do? Everyone always wants to know what they can do to impact climate change. And unfortunately, we can't really do anything. Individual actions are not going to make an impact on the overall warming of the planet if you are not seeing systematic shifts across the economy and across governments. We can't keep relying on corporations to move away from polluting or burning through fossil fuels out of the goodness of their hearts. People and governments and corporations are financially motivated. So we need to price carbon, and that is not like a millennial hippie push for heavy legislation. It is the best economic solution to decarbonize. In fact, the Nobel Prize in Economics in 2018 was awarded to Paul Romer and Richard Nordhaus for their models showing the serious, substantial impacts that carbon taxing would have on decarbonizing our planet. Catherine Hayhoe, who is an iconic climate scientist, spoke about this with me during our conversation on episode 108. And I also did an episode just defining carbon taxes, carbon pricing, carbon credits, everything of the sort. And that was episode 81, titled Political Prep, Carbon Pricing, Net Zero, and the Paris Climate Accord. Also, episode 69 is titled What is the Carbon Budget?, which I will spoil a little bit for you. The carbon budget is essentially an allotted amount of carbon that we could burn through, quote unquote, or add to our atmosphere before we hit a warming of 2 degrees Celsius, which is widely understood as the highest threshold of carbon we could add to our atmosphere without irreparable damage to the planet. If you are concerned about money and your investments, I talk all the time about conscious consumption and voting with your dollar. But also on episode 92, we talked all about sustainable investing and smarter savings, making sure that your bigger long-term dollars, your 401ks, are going to support programs and organizations that you actually agree with and are happy to support. That was a conversation that really opened my eyes, because in the same capacity that I don't want to be investing in tobacco companies, I don't really want to be investing in oil companies either. I would definitely recommend episode 92. I mentioned Catherine Hayhoe on episode number 108, also spoke a little bit about carbon footprints and the myth around keeping your carbon footprint down and the importance of sustainable actions as an individual, and how that narrative was really derived from fossil fuel companies putting it out into the world and marketing individual actions to deflect off of the corporate impacts into climate change. So I highly recommend that episode if you want your eyes opened up by a brilliant, brilliant mind leading the climate conversation. Totally recommend episode 108. And with that, I'm going to close out the episode. I appreciate you so, so much for tuning in. I hope this opened your eyes a little bit, gave you a good base of information for what climate change is and why it's important to be having these conversations. So it's not just about the weather. It's not just about the wildfires in Australia or why you should want to save the turtles. There's always more to learn and always more terms to define and more conversations to have. So I hope you find a little bit of value in this episode. Like I mentioned, if you want to check out any of the episodes I've mentioned here, they will be in the show notes linked out onto iTunes. But you can also find this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. So Spotify, Stitcher, wherever it may be. And I appreciate you looking to me as a resource. I really do. So I hope you have a great day and I will talk to you very, very soon. Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.